Okay, everybody. Okay, so today we're up to Shir Chavav. Be'inyan Nolad Bebein Hashmashos Vamistayf. So we know that Mila's Bishmini and Mila's Docha Shabbos Bishmini, but it's only if it's Avadai Mila Bishmini, right? So one of the big shailas that comes up is if, say, a baby was born on, say, Friday night, but it was Bein Hashmashos, so it wasn't, it was after Shkia. So the question is, at what point will we allow the Mila to be on Shabbos? In other words, if it's just a couple of minutes, so that's, so we have a Gemara here, and need a Membeis of Membeis, let's take a look.
Yehuda also l'kabei the Rava. So the shayla whether you could be mal a certain baby on Shabbos. So he says, okay. So after he left, he says, what's the shayla? What was the exact case? That's Amale Shabbos Vlad the Tzavis Afadi de Mali Shabbata. In other words, they heard a Vlad that was crying, that was making noise on Friday, late Friday. So you could hear the baby crying, so to speak. Vlois Yorid at Shabbata. But it didn't come out until Shabbos. So the Gemara says, So what do we say? It didn't come out on Shabbos, so therefore it was Nolad on Shabbos, so it's Docha Shabbos. What do we say? No. The fact that you could hear it cry, maybe that was already considered a Leida. So there was Amalei Hai Hotzi Rosh Chutz L'Prozder Hu, Favi Mila Shalom Bezmana. In other words, by the fact that you were able to hear the baby on Friday, it must be that the head was already chutz l'prozder. This is the same discussion we had in Hilchas Nida of the prozdor, right? So it look at Rashi. He goes, "Hotzi rosh chutz l'prozder v'olid." The kamer v'avogav dakati rosh b'fnim tainu beis achitzon. In other words, the head was in the prozdor. It was in the beis achitzon. It was in the, you know, in the vaginal canal. So it didn't come out l'avir ha'olam yet, but it came out of the rechem. Havikiyilot, it's considered. So just like in Hilchas Nida, in other words, when the dam comes out of the rechem and it's in the prozdor, she's in Nida midaraisa already, even though it didn't come out l'avir ha'olam. So the same thing with the head of the child. So therefore, he's considered Nolad already. By the fact that we were able to, the Gemara says, by the fact we were able to hear his crying, in other words, we wouldn't have been able to hear anything, or he wouldn't have been able to, you know, make those noises to that degree when he was still inside the Rechem. So by the fact that we were able to hear him, and he was able to make these noises, it must be that his head came out already on Friday. It was Hotzi Rosho.
There it is, Yochanan, who says, By Nida, if there's no Argosho, we say that it's only the blood comes out of Avir Ha'olam. That triggers Nida.
No one says the question is.
There's a whole three-tiered machlokas about that.
Yeah, but everyone agrees that the Mokum is inside where right. She's to Mea Nida. It doesn't have to come out L'Avir Ha'olam.
Yeah.
That's why you do a bedika.
Right.
She's tummy, even though that blood didn't come out l'avir olam. So he says, so this kid was already considered born on Friday. So since this kid is considered born on Friday, so therefore, if you'll do a meal on Shabbos, it'll be a meal shalom b'zmana. So that was the whole thing. Have a meal shalom b'zmana, ain mechalim le'ez ha'Shabbos. Right.
He
says even though Rosho is, unless he's, you know. Right. In other words, if you learn Prozdor, see, you could learn Prozdor as the service, right? And then he puts his head out of the service, but he's still in the Bayis Hachitzon. Because then you could have learned that it means the Chutzal Prozdor means Lavir Olam, but he's not saying that. He's not saying Bifnim. He's not saying Bifnim. So that's the, and this is quoted in the Rif, in the Reb Lezer de Mila, this Gemara, on page 2. The Rif in Reb Lezer de Mila. Take a look. So he says the whole Gemara, Garcina, Pegyotzi, Doifen, who does it, the Kamid Rava, and the whole story. Right, and then the Rif writes the last four lines. Amalo, Hotzi Rosh Chutzal Prozda Hava Di Lo Afik Lo Hava Mike the Kamet Isim and Meime Piv Sosum. In other words, right when he's inside, he's Piv Sosum. So the Tibur Pasuah Vavle Nolan Ben Ashmoshes Vavle Mila Shelo Bizmana. Mila Shelo Bizmana Lo Dach Yeshabes. He was born on Friday, or at least Ben Ashmoshes. Even though he came out Lavir Olam, he came out Lavir Olam on Shabbos night when it was say Vade Tzeisach Chachovim, but that's not going to allow a Mila on Shabbos because the Leda was totally on Hotzi Rosho. Okay, and this is brought in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch here, on page 7. Okay, take a look on.
It's the Mila of Yom Kippur, not on Shabbos.
Well, it depends when the Hotzi Rosho. If the Hotzi Rosho was already after Shkia.
So this case in the Gemara was the
son of Akhani. Look in the Shulchan Aruch for a second. Take a look. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch here on page Siv Dalet. Nolad ben Ashmoshos molim lo mehalayla v'nimo l'tshi. Shuz Sofik Shmini. Right? In other words, you say he was born Beit HaShemoshes on Friday, right? So you can't be Malim on Friday because that could be the seventh day. You can't be Malim on Shabbos because maybe he was really born on, maybe Beit HaShemoshes is Friday. So therefore you Malim on Sunday, which is the ninth day. If Hotzi Rosho Chutz L'Prozdor Mivod Yom, Rosh Hashanah Oso Bocha Afilu Nova Racha Kam Yomim, Morim Shmona Yomim Yom Sheyotzu Rosho. In other words, if he was Motzi Yosho, he's born. So even though he was only came out a couple of days later, Morim Lo Shmona Yomim Yom Sheyotzu Rosho, or Yom Sheshom Oso Bocha. Right. So that's the that's basically the Yisod of the Gemara. He says, Hagos says, Ramav, Yeshomim Davke Bestam. Aval in Imo Meres, Tatino Kayamunach Bevitno, Kamo, Besharpam, in Loyola, Chevle Leda Klau, Aval Pisha Shabba Bocha, Bonim Lo Miyom Haleda. Aval Gav de Loshkir, Sheivke, Below Tos Rosh, Kuzlo Pose, Biko Bokam, Haim de Menes Loma, Shayamunach, Kamo Besharpam, in Bocha. So in other words, Stam, as I, you don't assume that. But the mother says, Beferish, that she was still coming in, that it was not... say, for example, we have a din in Hilchas Nida, that if the woman could still walk, then it's a siman that it wasn't Hotzi Rosho, because then she wouldn't be able to walk. So now she knows she's walking. She knows she's walking around. So she could hear the, you know, you could hear inside. So then we're not going to say that we're going to give it a din of Hotzi Rosho or Sofik Hotzi Rosho. Okay. Then he says, take a look in Sifhei. Im no lak shahayu nirim berakia kochavim ketanim ma'od. Right? So we know that the din of what? The din of tseis kochavim is shlosha kochavim beinunim. Is tseis kochavim. So if you already see no show you Nuremberg here Kochavim Ketanim Ma'od, you could already see Kochavim Ketanim Yishlichu Al-Kochavim Al-Kochavim Sofik Lomo L'mochras Kemi Shalo Hayo Shabbos Lo Shabbos V'lo Yontof Afo Pisho Yerakia Mazir Ke'en Orishal Yom. In other words, it still looks like light outside, but there were three Kochavim and you saw three kochavim, so that's so then you could be somech on that. And there was no shayla here. This is a weekday shayla. Shavu yom lo shabbos lo yontif. And even though it was hayah rakia mazia kein orish al yom, still it doesn't matter. The three kochavim are machriya. And here you had even kochavim ketanim. So he says, in Sivav he says, so in Molok, again, in Molok Shayu, Nirimberakia, Kochavim, Tanim, Ma'od, Yeshlismach, Kochavim, the Safek, Lomo, Machras, Kavin Shaloya, Lolo Shabbos, Velo Yantif, Tafel Bishaya, Rakia, Mazik, Ein, Or Shalyom. But then Vav he says, in Ma'alta Shaotzi, Havlad, Rosho, Chutzlo, Prozdo, Nirashlosh, Kochavim, Beinanim, Yeshlismach, Alem, Shul, Laila, I feel the Mocha Shabbos, but if you had Shluch Shachom Beinanim, Yeshlus Mochalem, you can be so much so while I feel Hulam, even in the case of Shabbos. In Shol Achakach, in Mufi Ashur Yenur Elohem, Hayya Yom Baal Tzos HaRosh, Ein Lohem Elohem Asha, Ein Eim Rosh, Heim Olu Shmon, I feel Mira B'Shabbos. And then in Dovah Zeh Tolei B'Tfila, that's important halacha. In Mispalim Vod Yom Lo L'Hakiv Lo L'Achmer. In other words, you don't say you makabel Shabbos early, and then your wife gives birth that you have a meal of Shabbos. If she gave birth before say Tzeis HaKochavim, so then that's because everyone agrees that it's not, you know, all this lumdus that people say is. So Sefer Shabbos, is it like Shabbos, not like Shabbos? It's, everyone agrees that it's not Mamash Shabbos. No like, one says that...
Like the woman who took her shoes off after she lit candles earlier at Yontif by whether Yontif is some of the Shiva.
Right, exactly. See, yeah. All ties in. The Nida with the Avelis and the Mila, it all ties in. So the Shach writes, "Davkim Shum Shem Tanim Ma'od and Lusmoch Aleim Lamul B'Shabbos." Aval B'Chavim Beinim B'Stiv Shachar Ze Yesh Lusmoch Aleim Lamul Afilu B'Shabbos. Okay, one second. So
Okay, so you look at Rabbi Kivega. The Kochavim Beinon and Belikudim Pri Chodesh Hem Dovah Zoltam. Deim Mahani Kochavim Beinon and Kol Shekin Kochavim Zoktanim. I think that's your question, right? And these are Pershesh. L'shani Hocha came in the Rekia. Mazim Shum Hocha Yigas Feika. You're asking, of course, if you see Ketanim is harder to see. So what is he? So he's saying the whole thing over there was because the rakia was, it looked light outside. So you might think since it looks light outside, so then the kochavim don't play a role. So Tzifches, he tells you that if you have kochavim ketanim, you could be somech on the kochavim. You can be somech on the kochavim even though it's light outside.
Normally, the ketanim come out before the
Right. So you got some machlokes about seisa kochavim and when you make one to Shabbos.
What is
this
avonu
shavu?
What does that mean?
Avonu shavu
after
kochavim
in
the sea. Where?
In vav.
Vav. So he says. He was Hotzi Rosho, and then there was Shlosha Kochavim Beinanim, so that's Laila. If you hold the Bochar Shabbos, then you can be so much to what? You have the Bris on Shabbos. Avam Shol Achakach, but if it wasn't Shlosha Kochavim right away, even if you actually knew Elohim Shahiyah. Yom Rotzos HaRosh, Ein Lehem Elama, Keinem Rosh, Veinimu L'Shmor, Afil Im Yerab Shabbos. So he says, Im Shol Achakach, Im Lefi HaShihu, Einira Lehem, Shehaya Yom Rotzos HaRosh, says what? He's saying that it was Yom Rotzos HaRosh, Ein Lehem Elama, Sheinem Rosh, Veinimu L'Shmona, Afil Im Yerab Shabbos. He's saying, yeah, there was the first case was La'alter Shotzi Avla Rosho near Shlosha Kochavim. Filu Mocha Shabbos Alam Shoa Chakach in the Fiat Shui Nur Lam Shaya Yom Rotsas Arosh, Elam Roma Shaydem Ros, then Nibul Shmona Filim Yerem Shabbos. So the first case was he was Hotzi Rosho and right away near a Shlosha Kochavim. So then you so make that it's Laila, even for Shabbos cases. Because it wasn't light out. So now it wasn't light out, so you don't need Kochavim Ketanim. Shlosha Beinanim is Machriya, that it's Laila. Aval im shohu achakach im lefi ashuri nir lahem shaya yom rotzos harosh, but what? In other words, the kochavim came out much later, right? Kochavim, yeah. The kochavim shohu achakach im lefi ashuri nir lahem shaya yom. So, but it's so. Therefore, according to the shihui, it seems that it was yom. When he was Hotzi Rosho, Ein Lehem Ela Mashenem Raos, and then Ein Nimul L'Shmona. So, and then he's Nimul L'Shmona based on that he was born in the daytime. So, say this was happening on Motzai Shabbos, so then he would have a Mila on Shabbos. So again, if the Kochavim came out right away, so you say he was born at night. The kid came out, his head came out, and now the three kochavim came out, he's born at night. So if this happened Friday night, so the next Shabbos he'll have his bris on Shabbos. If it happened Motzai Shabbos, he'll have his bris on Sunday. But if he was Hotzi Rosho, and then the kochavim didn't come out right away, so then
So what? And it seems like it was a nice amount of time between when he was Hotzi Rosho and when the three Kochavim came out. It wasn't like Miyad. So then you could assume that it was Beyom, that when he was Hotzi Rosho, because it wasn't right away. So therefore, so it wasn't, say Kochavim or Beyom Shmoshos, so it was Vada Yom. And then we mal him to fee Vada Yom. So if it was on Shabbos, and he was Hotzi Rosh on Shabbos, and then the Kochavim came out a nice amount of time afterwards.
So he was born on Vada Shabbos, and it's a Shabbos.
Right. And the same thing on Friday. If this would happen on Friday, he was Hotzi Rosh on Friday, and then the Kochavim didn't come out right away, so then you have to assume he was born on Friday.
Basically saying, like, if you see the Kochavim come out, let's say, whatever your shear is, 35 minutes, 45, whatever it is, and you say, oh, so it must be that the Vlad was born before Beinosh Moshes.
Right. Right, if it was a nice amount of time. See, they didn't have calendars, and they didn't have, you know, I told you, the Rabbi Peretzky Zatzal, he was the Borchin here in the yeshiva, after Rabbi Mendel Zaks. Rabbi Mendel Zaks was the Chofetz Chaim's son-in-law, he was the Boichen here. He lived on the west side, and he was the Boichen here. And after him, Rabbi Peretzky was the Boichen in the yeshiva. He also learned in Radin. So he told me that when he learned in Radin, so the Chofetz Chaim already was not so well, so he didn't come to the yeshiva, but he would stay home, and the Bochrim would come to hear a shmooze from him towards the end of Shabbos. And so then the Chofetz Chaim would send out the Shamas to ask him, look, if there are three Kochavim, and we'll daven Marif. But the Chofetz Chaim sometimes would be Marif in the Shmuz, and he would say, you don't have to go out, Kochavim are there. Because he knew that he was Marif in the Shmuz, then he told him, we'll daven Marif, you don't have to check for the Kochavim. So it was similar to this. They didn't have, they didn't have their clocks, So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. But the first din in the Shulchan Aruch of Kochav Ketanim, you don't need Kochav Ketanim, but the over there was that you could be somech on the Kochavim in a case where even Afal Pishak Rakiyah Mazim Meod. But usually it's Kochavim Beinanim. And again, and Kabbalah Shabbos has nothing to do with this. Okay, Rabbi Elchanan has a piece in the beginning of Pesachim where there is Gimel Kochavim, is that the Etzem of Shabbos, is a Simen or Siba, right? That has a whole discussion there. So we know there's a machlokes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Gro. Right, so the Grosh sheet is that after Shkia is already Beit HaShemoshes. That's the Grosh sheet. Right, so for 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. So that's why, according to the Grosh, 13 and a half minutes after was 3/4 of a mil. So if you hold the mil is 18, so 13 and a half minutes after Shkia is Gimel Kochavim. That's the Grosh sheet. Now we know that we don't end Shabbos 13 and a half minutes after Shkir, but so the pshat is like this, that 13 and a half minutes was only said in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. There's a sefer called Or HaMeir. You know the sefer Or HaMeir? You know who that is? Sefer Or HaMeir is the brother of Dayan Pozen. Meir Pozen in Eretz Yisrael, he wrote a Givaldic Sefer on Zman Hayom. He's the Dayan Pozen's brother. His other brother taught physics here in YU, yeah. His other brother.
Peretz
Pozen, yeah. He lived in Bensonhurst and he used to learn in Beis HaTalmud. And he taught here. So he says like this, that he gave a mashal in his Sefer. If you spin you take a ball and you spin the ball. So whatever is in the thicker part of the ball is going quicker because it's covering more territory than the top and the bottom. So the further you are from the equator, the quicker, the closer you are to the equator, the quicker you're going. That's why you go, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, you'll see that when the sun sets, right away it becomes dark. Here in America, we're further away from the equator, so it takes longer. So the 13 and a half minutes of the gong in America expands. The question is, how much does it expand? So different people have different minhagim of how much that that's within the. So that's the grosh sheet. The Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees and says what? That the 3/4 of a mil. That really says a chachavim is 4 mil after shkia. So they're having an argument though. Is the 3 kochavim at 3/4 of a mil, or is 3 kochavim at 4 mil? That's a very huge argument. I mean, it's right, how you learn the steer in the Gemara between the Gemara Pesachim, it says 4 mil, and the Gemara Shabbos says 3/4 of a mil. So that's a so the Gaon says that 3/4 of a mil is right away at shkia, and the Rabbeinu Tam says that no, 3/4 of a mil is the last 3/4 of the 4 mil. So if you use just for sake of clarity, the 58 and a half minutes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is still Vadayom. And for 58 and a half to 72, that's when the Bein HaShemoshes is. So what's Chil Shabbos, according to the Groz, is still, on the end of Shabbos, it's Nafkamina both on the end of Shabbos and the beginning of Shabbos, right? Kayadua. It's a very strange thing to have such a.
It's also an afkamina by Hashtakaro.
Right.
By everything.
By everything. No, right. Everything in Judaism.
Right.
You have to know when is Yom and when is Lila. Right. Everything. So it's hard to say. It's a machlokis in Metzias. What's the machlokis? Because the Gong says Hachush Machish, to say what the Rabbeinu Tam says. So that's why Rav Shechter is of the opinion there's a machlokes in Metzia, so therefore once you're Machriya, then you can't hold like the other Shita, because you're holding that it's a machlokes in Metzia, so you can't be so mech on the other Shita. You say, because Metzia is this, or Metzia, but you don't have to say that.
They saw this
as
very clearly what was going on.
Right. So the other way is to say it's not a machlokas in Metzia. So what is it, a machlokas? So in the Sefer Oros Chaim, that's the Sefer Zmani Hayom Rav Chaim Druk. So he quotes from Tosfos Rav Yehuda Chassid that says that he thinks the machlokas is whether the 3 kochavim is anywhere in the sky, or is it dafka in the Ma'ariv, dafka where the sun is setting. Because if anywhere in the sky, so then you'll see those kochavim much earlier. But if it's dafka where the sun is setting, so then where the sun is setting, so that you're not going to see till much later. Because if the sun is setting, then the rays of the sun are still coming up, and you're not going to be able to see the kochavim there because there's too much light. Only when it goes down. So the Groha held the 3 kochavim could be anywhere in the Rakia, and the Rabbeinu Tam held that it's only in the Ma'ariv. And that's a another mahalach to explain, how can it be such a machlokas?
But it can still be Meir Kavor.
Right.
Because Meir Kavor from the west, but you're seeing a kochavim
from
the east.
Right. So steer it. You can still have kochavim. Right. Okay. So then you should see also the Alter Rebbe. Today's the Gimel Tammuz. To have it to work out. What? This is the Balatanya. So the Balatanya in the page 10. The Balatanya has in the Siddur. and has Seder Hachnotza Shabbos. So he has, he's, you know, of the more of the Grah, of the Gaonim, Shita, but he had with a slight nuance. In other words, the Grah, the Rabbi Tam, as we said, is so very far apart. He says like this. He says, So he says you have to be madlik before Shkia. So what does that mean? Ba'od Hashem is derech b'roshe ha'ilonos b'soda ba'orz ha'mishor she'in lehem. In other words, you could see the sun, you could see the rays of the sun on top of the trees, right? Roshe gogim ha'gvoim, you could see b'ir v'lo lasos ha'chach ha'shom b'locha k'dei l'hosi b'chol ha'kob sh'ma'at k'achar silok u'bias ha'or m'roshe ha'ilonos v'gogim ha'gvoim k'mo בדאלת חלקי שישים משוש שקורים מינותם אז היו שקיעה אמיתיס שסילו קוביאס האור מראשי האורים הגבוהים שבארץ ישראל. In other words, it has to be that what? That if you would be that there's no light, if you say technically being on top of the tree or on top of the roof, so then and when there's no light even from then, in other words, if you're like in a valley, then you're not going to see the it's already going to be dark earlier. He's saying you go buser the roshe ilonus and gogim hagvoim.
How far? Make a distinction. How far to move?
Right. So he writes. Right. 1 second. So he says it's a four minute difference. As ishkia hamitis, so silu kubias haor meresh haorim hagvoim sheberet Israel, faz utchilas man ben hashmashus to Rabbi Yehuda. So he gives you four extra minutes. So because the or will still be seen above the Ilonos, yeah, even afterwards.
It depends
how high the tree is.
There's a big difference depending on where you are in the world.
Right.
So Shkia is really 4 minutes later than you would observe another day.
Right. So there was a story, I'm not going to mention any names, but there was this Maisa happened, I think within the year. Happened somewhere not too far from here, that a baby was born like 2 minutes after Shkia on a Sunday evening. So most Rabbanim would say, so you do the bris on Monday, because it's a Beit HaShemoshes already. That wasn't a Shabbos Shaila. It was Beit HaShemoshes already. So Beit HaShemoshes. So, because if you do it on Sunday, maybe it's the seventh day. So you would do it on Monday. So they had a shaychus with a certain big Talmud Chacham who's more inclined to paskin more from the Alter Rebbe and others. So he told me also there was a tzirif about when exactly the Hotzos Harosh was, but Lemaisa. The psak he gave was he allowed the meal on Sunday. And they had the meal on Sunday. They did the bris on Sunday, yeah.
Well, we know that deal with that.
Because he was very into this Alter Rebbe.
You don't need Hatzavas Tambris if you mal before the 8th day.
Right. Right, but no one wants to do a bris Chodim Zmano and say, I rely on the Ramah, you know. Not to need a tough stop risk. Okay, but I have a shaykhus with this rav, so I called him up to discuss it. I figured, and Pukta came out this day of Gimel Tammuz, the day we have the shiur. This packet was made a long time ago.
So you gave the shiur on the by your international day on, you gave a shiur on height.
Yeah.
Weren't we more in touch? We had a whole lot of focus over there's a difference on the top, on the roof versus not the shiur.
Yeah.
So, there's many shiurs here. Why is this a special shiur? Because of this case, or you're drawing something more because there's many shiurs on whether there's a filling between the. From the top of Empire State,
when Shiva based on that, or right? Yeah. No, the reason I'm
quoting this is because the same sheet
reversed. Right. No, it's because of that story that happened. That was he who, when the when someone was asking this Rav why he passed the way he did. So one of the things he quoted was the Alter Rebbe's thing.
Because we have the same sheet reversed.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Then. Rav Moshe has a unique opinion about Tzeis HaKachovim. And it's no gaya for... Okay. So the kids, let's say it outside first. Rav Moshe assumed that if he sees the whole, because if he goes out on his, my in-laws live right near the building where Moshe lives in Lower East Side. You go outside on the balcony, you see the stars. So he said he went outside and at 50 minutes after Shkia, he saw that the whole was Molei Kochavim. There's Molei Kochavim, so and you only need three Kochavim, and there's already Molei Kochavim at 50. So he says, so what else could you want from me? You know, how could you say you need more than 50 minutes? So Rav Moshe says that you see from here that even Rabbeinu Tam must hold that 50 minutes is. 50 minutes in New York is Seis HaKachovim de Rabbeinu Tam, 5-0. And Memela, so if you do the math and Rabbeinu Tam into 50 minutes and he's 4 mil and the Gros is 3 quarters, so then the Gros Shita would be like 9 minutes. Would be 9 minutes. Right, so everyone was bothered that should be faket, as we explained with Dayan Poser's brother, that if you're closer to the, closer to the equator, so you're shorter. And he's memahapich the whole thing. So what's that?
I think it depends on the time of the year also.
Yeah, but still, in general,
as much as now, yeah. Is much longer. I mean, there's going to be a square.
Yeah, so Bekitzer, he held, Ramosha held Mikra in 50 minutes, is Rabbeinu Tam, and the Gra he made into this 9-minute thing, and then he writes, and you should never be so much on this 9 minutes. So basically, the Tzeis HaKachovim, which is Medina, he holds is around 50 minutes. And Memela, one second, and then he made a Sfeik Sfeika. And he said, that the for the first 9 minutes, so you have a Sfeik Sfeika. Maybe the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, maybe like the Gra. So if it's like Rabbeinu Tam, then for sure it's Yom. If it's the Gra, then it's Beinu Shmoshes. But even if it's like the Gra, but maybe Beinu Shmoshes is Yom. So that's why the first 9 minutes, when Moshe has all these coolers for Hefsek Tara and all these things based on this. Yeah, one second. And then for Mila, Rabbi Tuchman, so and Mila also, right? He writes that on page 17, that he writes for Mila as well. He says, well, when you're Mila,
page 17. He never etzim kaven sheish al kopadim sofik mitchilas hashkiyah shemu laila. Talugonim who bein hashmashu sofik laila shu yom ha'achim ben haroy lamulul yom hashminim yom ha'marachas kol shkin shayozeh hachashkiyah yom ha'shabbos sheish lamulul bechad b'shabbos. Aval yesh gam tam benola begimur vroim mil ha'rishonim.
In other words, if the first gimur vroim mil ha'rishonim shalom bein ha'tam hu vada yom yesh lomul didei b'vada l'shmidi yom ha'rishon logonim hu nami sofik yom שאף ספק ספק הגובר לא הווים שחד סופק לא קופרים נולד ביום ראשון או נולד בלילה. So he goes into different questions of ספק ספק, of it's, you know, משם אחד, משני שם, so okay, we're not going to get into all the kolalim right now. We'll do that next year in Yoredeya. But he says, so at least for the first three quarters of a meal, you have a ספק ספק. So, so 9 minutes after Shkia Friday night. No, on Motzai Shabbos. One could argue that it could be a Shabbos bris. And so somebody. Right. Even though, you know, you could always do 72, it'll be Tosefis, right. But it's not right. It's not Medina. It's not Medina, which is a big, you know. Obviously, it's against all the Paiskim. In other words, he was mahapif the whole world with this idea. And then he says, so therefore, so somebody told me that the Taka they were born. They told me about themselves. They were born like this type of Shaila. And there was a question whether they were going to follow, but then they asked Rav Schwab. They had some connection here to, and he said, you know, it's not going to work with this. It's too much of a chiddush, you know, to say. So they didn't do the bris on Shabbos.
Well, might say he all didn't do the bris on Shabbos.
Have you talked with? And who you spoke once to Rav Ruvain about it? What was the story? Say.
Yeah,
but there was a story in I think it was in Farak, wherever it was. There was a story that not too long ago where a baby was born before Shkia. And Rav David wouldn't allow, before Shkia on. And he didn't want them to do the bris on that day, based, because Rav David was afraid that maybe, you know, the time, you know, 1 minute before, so maybe it wasn't Hotzi Ro, you know, and maybe they made a mistake, the clock, so he wanted them to do it later, even though it was before Shkia even. As a contrast to the other story I told you, where there was 2 minutes after Shkia, and this Rav Paskin to have the bris on Sunday.
I think there was always things that
right.
Ruben
seemed to say that he was there when he passed him.
The Maisa. Right.
But most of them are right. Most of them are right. Okay. 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 The kids are usually we don't do this for a bris mila. I mean, bris mila, you don't want to, even with your Ramah, we still don't do it for bris mila. And even, one second, and for other things, are more, much more kal. Daven mincha, even hefsek tara is much more kal.
Except for Moshe Sveik Sveik, how come I can't light Shabbos candles 1 minute after Shabbat?
1 second.
Huh?
Yes. Okay, if you want to see some stories, here, I'll show you some stories. In the Masoros Moshe, page 20, this is the diary of Rabbi Mordechai Tendler from being Mishamish Rav Moshe. So he's all the stories here. Good stories. He says, Mishu Tiltzel V'sipesh Anolo Lo Ben Be'erv Shabbos. Somebody called and says he had a son on Erev Shabbos. 46 minutes after Shkia. 46 minutes after Shkia on Friday night. Hishiv Rabbeinu Sheish Lachshiv Kanola Hachat Seisa Kachavim B'Shabbos. Yeshul Bulu B'Shabbos. So then he says, Mizvana Hachorav Shaton Rabbeinu Sheish Lachshiv. See, like you said, even though it was 50, but in the winter, it's 40. Etzem Gam Lefi Rabbeinu Tam. So that was the... I told you yesterday that, I was just saying that Rav Meir Zlatowitz was just nifter. So my friend down the block, Rav Usher Dicker, is my friend of mine. So he married Rav Meir Zlatowitz's daughter, and they had a shayla of such a, I don't remember how many minutes it was, but it was a Ben Shmosha shayla. Rav Meir Zlatowitz was a big, chassid of Rav David Feinstein, so he was there. And my friend Usher Dicker, he writes from art school too, so he used to daven, his father, Alav HaShalom, daven by Rav Hillel David. So Rav Hillel David said to him, if it's not 72 minutes, there's nothing to talk about. He's not going to even, so that's what they followed. But in the Rav Moshe camp, they would have, Rav Moshe Paskin, 46 minutes after Shkia, Tosha Shabbos.
Those who don't hold the
Rabbeinu
Tam, why would this be a
shayla
in terms of the
that's he says that so he says Shaton Rabbeinu Shatez Chacholim having Mem Dakos Beetzem Rabbeinu Tam Tos B'Diuk Masay Nolad Yine Tos B'Shonim Yechol Yos Gam Lafeya Tos Masay Nolad Rabbeinu Lo Yechol. So B'Kitzer, that's what he said. Then there was another case here. Okay, different cases, but that was his. So Rav Moshe held his Ladin. I told you the story. Rav Abadi in Lakewood, he held. I think even a shorter man, but he held Rav Nadav Greenberg told me once that the Rabbanim. In America, in the old days, assume 35 minutes is Seisa Chachavim. But that's what they assumed. Now people assume more. It's the difference.
Is that Beit Mabokir, Beit Mahachmir?
No, in other words, at Shkia to stop doing Malach.
As far as Friday afternoon?
Oh. No, Friday afternoon. Yeah. These everybody were just trying to figure out Seisa Chachavim at the end of Shabbos. Mm-hmm. And they were working within the everything was within the goal. Even though, in the Shulchan Aruch, Machaber Ramo Paschal like Rabbeinu Tam. They say Rabbi Akiva Eger followed Rabbeinu Tam even Lekula. But we're living in a different world now. Officially no one's supposed to follow Rabbeinu Tam Lekula. Yeah, but not officially. Officially, no one's supposed to do this. Mincha, you want to daven mincha, you daven whatever you want. Mincha doesn't bother me. I have a friend who has a shul in Kiryas Yoel, and I was by him this time of year, and it was 9:30 at night, and they daven mincha. Yeah, we daven mincha. Yeah. Not such a chiddush. It was because it was still made of shmoshos. It was right. Yeah. So fine. It was at 9:30 at night. I walked into the shul. They were davening. They were davening mincha. Okay. So again, the different mesoras and different shitas about. Rabbi Harfenis has some truvas here about it as well.
How much is lost about the requirements?
I don't know.
If the baby's born in Kiryas Yoel, and then the person, does that have a different din even if the person's not from that circle?
Yeah, take a look here on page 26. Yeah. He says, this is Rav Harfenis, he says, Tinok Shalola Belel Shabbos Achatz Man Seich Lechom Lashitas Agoinim. Say he was born 45 minutes after Shkia. Kodim Zman Rabbeinu Tam. V'aviv Noach B'chol Dvarav Kishitas Agoinim. V'kibed L'moyol Shanoach Kishitas Rabbeinu Tam She'yimol Es B'no.
In other words, because according to the Moel, Pashas says the Moel can't do it, because that's the Pashas. It doesn't matter what the father does. So he talks about that. You see, Rav Shechter's big thing is that this machlokes, the Gron Rabbeinu Tam, his yisod is you don't say Eilu Veilu D'Reu Kim Chayim, because you don't say that in the machlokes and Metzias. And he thought it's machlokes and Metzias. If you say it like the other way, it's not necessarily a machlokes and Metzias. So then there's what to say that to be so mech on another sheet of a Shasachach. But for the Moel, it's no Shasachach, just get another Moel. And follow, you know, his sheet.
That's not always so easy if you're talking about a Shabbat Bailey.
Right. Right, so you have to... Yeah. So there was a Shabbos bris here, so Rabbi Seplowitz, both Katzensteins were out of town. And they invited Rabbi... So I told Rabbi Seplowitz, you come, you can eat by me. So he says, okay, deal. He had the Shabbos bris here for Michael Friedman. Okay, very good. So Bezer Shem will continue tomorrow.